You're listening to the Take Your Shot podcast, a podcast for wedding photographers and videographers looking to grow and scale their business. I'm your host, Hallie Heather, and my goal is for you to walk away feeling empowered and inspired as you continue to build a business that you're passionate about and that serves both you and your clients well. So whether you're operating as a side hustle or you're looking for tips and tricks on how to improve and scale your business, you, my friend, are in the right place. You don't have to figure it all out on your own, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Take Your Shot podcast. Okay, you guys, it's been a minute since we've just chatted just us. And so I'm just really excited to kind of dive in and talk through a little bit about like what this season looks like. As I'm recording this episode, we are heading into wedding season. So Luke and I have already had two weddings so far this year and it's about to pick up. And so it doesn't matter if you've been doing weddings for a long time or this is your first season or you just really want to get into it. I think this is a really good episode just to kind of talk through like how to actually prepare for wedding season and how to navigate it really well. Because at the end of the day, if you don't set an intention for your schedule and for your life, then life is going to really take control of you. So I've learned this lesson the hard way, and I'm just going to talk through a little bit of like what I'm doing to really prepare for this wedding season. So the first thing that I think is really, really important to do is just straight up get organized. Okay. And I know it sounds easy. It sounds like, okay, duh, makes sense. Like who wouldn't be organized? Okay. I'm just going to say it as a creative and as someone who runs a business, you would think that I would be super organized, but I'm not. Okay. I'm just going to say it. That is not my strong suit. I hope that you never have to look at my computer and see my home screen, but I'll just tell you it's pretty cluttered. And that is something that it just happens. I don't know. You take a screenshot or, you know, you download something, it just shows up on there. I don't know. Maybe it's just a personal problem, but I'm just naturally not an organized person. It takes discipline for me to be organized. And so what I've been doing this spring, and if you haven't yet done this, I highly recommend it, is like go through all areas of your life and business and kind of do a little audit on, okay, how organized is this? Could it be better? And figure out like what you need to do to get that in a better spot. And so one thing Luke and I did was we actually went through and like kind of took all of our camera gear, kind of dumped it in a big old pile. Actually, it was kind of already in a pile, but essentially we went through the pile and we kind of looked through, okay, how can we make sure we're actually using these things? And if we're not, what do we need to sell? What do we need to get rid of? And essentially we just kind of like went through, and in some ways we're still working through some of it. It's a pretty large pile, I'll be honest. And just kind of evaluating, okay, do we really need this? Are there any things we actually need to purchase to be ready for this wedding season? One thing I've been thinking about getting is just a nicer flash, because the ones that I have, yes, they work, but they do burn out pretty fast. And so I'm constantly switching them. Yeah, I'm crazy. I literally have been bringing like 4 flashes for my cameras, like every single wedding. So maybe I want to not do that anymore. So maybe I just need to get a more reliable flash. That's probably in the bucket. We've also evaluated our lenses and kind of library of that and figured out, okay, do we need to purchase a new lens? Which lenses are we always using? Are there any that we're not using? So literally doing a full-on purge. And then one thing we've actually done is trying to, and we're still in the process of doing this, but we are organizing a closet that we are dedicating only to camera gear. Essentially, we're taking that and we're trying to figure out, okay, how can we make this a really good system? Like a place to put charged batteries, a place to put batteries that need to be charged, and essentially like having little charging stations and having it organized where, okay, well, this is a shelf for lenses, this is for camera bodies, this is for batteries, this is for cords. Like we're going all out on this. And so it's been a really fun process. And essentially then whenever we have a wedding, we can just shop our closet and know, okay, we need these things. The audio bag is ready to go. We've got our wagon. We can just throw it all in there and we're good to go. Right. It is a lot more gear for video than photo. I will say that has been a huge thing that we've learned since adding on video into our business. And so the little things just really add up. And so we have a lot more gear than we did when we were just doing photo, and that's okay. But with that takes time. And as you accumulate more in your business and as you kind of grow and want to try new things and be creative, and maybe you have little prisms or, you know, textures, things that you want to add to your camera set, like this is the time to do that. And so I highly recommend, you know, looking through what do you have, what do you need, what do you want to try this year, and just setting yourself up now so that then you can kind of go into this wedding season with a plan and just being really excited about that. So getting organized, making sure you have a bag like that you love, and if there's anything that you need to like upgrade, go through, do it. If there's anything you need to sell or get rid of or donate, do that. It's so easy to want to hold on to everything. It has a lot of sentimental value. Maybe that's just the artist in me, but I feel like being someone who documents weddings all the time, I'm just a very sentimental person. So sometimes I'm like, I don't want to get rid of my first camera, but honestly, it might be time to sell that. And so even though it's been a really great backup camera, I might need to upgrade that soon. And so just being really honest and practical with yourself and viewing it as this is a business decision and really thinking through, okay, like, is me keeping holding onto this, like, versus selling this, is it going to make me more money? Is it truly that valuable? What do I need to do? And just like cut your losses. I don't know if you're a fan of Marie Kondo, but I'm actually doing the decluttering in my house as well. So I have on my list to do in the next week and a half is to go through all my clothing and really figure out how can I have everything a lot more simple and organized in my daily life. So sometimes going through and buying clothes and all of that, I don't know, it can really add up, and like you definitely end up with things you don't need. And I'm constantly trying to get rid of things, and I've like always been an aspiring minimalist, but somehow the clothing piles still happen. And so one thing I'm doing this spring is just like doing the spring cleaning, the classic thing, and going through and getting rid of things and then keeping it simple. And keeping it simple doesn't necessarily have to be physically like, okay, I just want to have like only 5 shirts. Like you can have more shirts than that. But if you've ever heard of like capsule wardrobes, you can even put together like a different capsule and have different bins for that and kind of pull them out throughout the season. So you can have like a fall capsule, a winter capsule, you know, a summer capsule, a spring capsule, and kind of just like, you know, have different things and shop your closet, use what you already have and get rid of the things you don't like, buy the things you want. That can just be a great way to kind of keep it simple, but then also organized. And so instead of having every single clothing item in your closet, I'm probably not going to wear all my sweaters this summer. Maybe I might have one for like those occasional chilly days, but I can pack the rest of those away, get them out so they're not cluttering my closet, and I can grab them in the new season when it's time for them to come back out, and it'll be like Christmas again, right? Okay, so that's just one example. And yeah, you can do this with all areas of your home. Like if you feel like you're constantly cleaning up your living room, like maybe there's things you don't need, or maybe there's things that you can get rid of. I really do aspire to be a minimalist, but obviously that doesn't always happen. And so just taking one thing at a time, figuring out, okay, where am I spending time like cleaning in my own house and how can I make that easier? And this brings me to my next point too. And maybe that comes down to also setting a set schedule. So I don't know about you, but I feel like once wedding season hits for us, everything in our personal life can just sit and be on the back burner. So for example, unless we have a plan for what day we're going to do laundry or what day we're going to do dishes, it can be so easy to just like literally let them pile up and just kind of be like, well, maybe Luke will get it, or maybe we'll just do this later. And I know that's such a bad habit, but unless we're like on top of it and intentional and have conversations and a plan on, okay, we're going to make sure that every night we're loading the dishwasher and running it, and every morning we're emptying it. Or if we kind of get into the routine of, you know, okay, when we are done with the wedding, we're going to pack and put everything away after we upload and start things charging. Like unless we like set that intention, it's so easy to just be like, oh, everything's uploaded, I just want to go to bed, and then just do that. But how can we be more strategic? How can we use our time better? And how can we like optimize that? That's just like a really good thing. And it comes down to just setting those routines and making sure that you're being really intentional with that. Also, on top of routines, like setting a weekly schedule and an intentional week ahead of you. And so when it comes to setting up your schedule, one thing that I've been doing is just kind of like, I have in my Google Calendar for the season, and I like love to update it each season, is just like, this is what an ideal week looks like for me in this season. And that might look different in the fall versus the winter versus the summer and the thick of wedding season. And so I really like to break my schedule and my calendar into a couple different ways. And one thing I do is I actually have a calendar. It's called my task calendar, where I have like a separate Google calendar that I just created, and you can just kind of check it and have it view or go away however you want. But basically I have it set with like all the things I do in a week and kind of time blocking everything. So it's not my actual schedule that I follow, like as in like, oh, my meetings show up on here, but this is where I would have it time blocked of like, this is when I'm going to be available for meetings, if that makes sense. So I literally have it scheduled like Monday through Friday. Obviously Saturdays and Sundays on the weekend, like usually I'm going to be shooting a wedding on a Saturday, so I'm not going to like do anything for that. And then Sundays, I'm trying to spend more time taking those off. My goal is to really like just stop working on Sundays, because it's so easy to just try to do it all yourself and like always constantly work. But at the end of the day, we cannot run our businesses by working 7 days a week. Like, we were not created to be able to do that. And so setting up an intentional schedule is a great way to kind of get in that right direction to hopefully get parts of your life back. And so I'll just kind of walk you through what mine looks like. But essentially, I have two different categories in terms of how I like to think about my business and the time I'm spending in it. So I think of one first category is working on the business. So this is things that's not necessarily tied to, you know, corresponding with clients or deliverables, but it's really those things that are easy to put on the back burner because nobody's waiting for you to do it. Like, it's that stuff where it's like really tied to strategy or long-term goals and, you know, just like making sure that things are getting done. So for example, like SEO, marketing, like doing a website refresh, things like that, like putting together plans and maybe doing a rebrand. Like, this is all stuff that's working on your business that's going to help grow it in the long run, but not necessarily tied to your actual deliverables. And then working in the business, that looks like day-to-day tasks like responding to emails, maybe posting on Instagram, actually editing and shooting weddings. Like, those are things that are working in the business. And those are things that obviously are really important to do and do really well. Like, it's all tied to your client experience. However, it's not always going to necessarily grow your business, if that makes sense. Like, you just doing the expectation isn't going to grow your business. And so I really like to think of those two categories in a way where it's like, I want to make sure I'm dedicating time to both areas of my business, because in the past, I've just been so good at working in the business and getting things done and doing it really well. But then I'd burn myself out in a way where when it was time to think about strategy or work on my website or do those things that maybe nobody's waiting for me to do and there's no accountability to it, it'd be so easy for me to just like maybe put those off or not do it. And so I'm really looking at and evaluating, when do I have the energy and time to work on these things? And when does that work look, and how does that work well for me? And so for me, I actually feel like I can get that deep work done working on the business and being a lot more strategic when I don't have other distractions, like having to check a ton of emails or having to do a lot with like meetings. Like, when I have meetings or podcast interviews during the week, things like that can just like really take away my mental energy. And so I need time where it's just like a good chunk of time where I can just like get deep work done, not have any interruptions in the day and do that. And I find that mornings work really well for me. So basically, just walking you through my week, and this is my current like ideal work schedule. Basically, Monday through Thursday, every single morning at 6 a.m., I'm waking up and going to the gym. I know it sounds crazy, but Luke and I joined CrossFit, and it's been probably the best thing we've ever done because it's just a group of community. It's people who, like, we are not the strongest people, but they're people who are just so encouraging. And even though I'm like barely doing my first pull-up, they're just like cheering this on. And what I love about doing CrossFit in the morning is it's like it gets me out of bed. I'm then like having a consistent thing throughout the week, and just to have something to like get me out of bed in the morning has been so good. And just that accountability and having people there that like are going to tell me what to do. I don't have to think, all I have to do is show up. Like, that for me is the best option, because in the past when we've just kind of gone to our gym, like, yeah, it's good, but it's not always like a top priority. And it's so easy to be tired and not want to get out of bed. Like, sleeping in is easy to do, especially when you're like a business owner and there's no one telling you like when you need to start work. I love the flexibility, but for me, it just wasn't working. Like, I'm someone who thrives when there's structure. And when I think back on times in my life where I was just like thriving the most, I think back to college, because I had every single thing timed and like scheduled in my calendar. I lived by Google Calendar. And so I just want to bring that back into my life and business. And that's been something that's been really good for me. And so setting up this ideal schedule has been so good. I have like my Mondays as where I have my Monday set up in a way where I'm not actually trying to take on any meetings. I might do like a meeting maybe in the evening or towards the end of the day, but I really want to designate that time to be like a get stuff done, whatever I need to work on the business, I can do that. Tuesdays and Wednesdays have been a little bit more meeting heavy, where I'm meeting with potential inquiries and clients who are interested in booking us for weddings. I also schedule my podcast interviews those days. And then Thursdays kind of like a wrap things up, kind of like whether you need to finish some tasks working on the business on different things. Like, you know, maybe I need to optimize some web pages, or maybe I need to put together some marketing plans or map out some digital things. Like, that's something that I can do on Thursdays and just kind of wrap up for the week. And then on Fridays, whether or not I have a wedding, like, those are kind of flexible, whether it can be like a bonus day for working, or maybe I just need to take like a mental day before my wedding on Saturday, like whatever that looks like Fridays are kind of flexible. I'll also usually do laundry, maybe do my grocery shopping in the morning, things like that, just to kind of like help prepare for the next week or the weekend, whatever's ahead. And that's kind of like the general like gist of how I like to think about my schedule. And it's so helpful. So taking control of that and just like having that set up for yourself going into wedding season is going to be so good, just to make sure that you can have that balance and really look at like, how much time are you spending in your business, and do like a deep audit on that. Like, how much time do you need to spend each week working on emails or scheduling meetings or editing? Like, how long does it take to edit a wedding? What does your process look like? Like, really deep dive into a lot of that and figure out how much time you need to allocate for yourself in the business, and then figure out a way to just like really optimize your time. Because at the end of the day, like, when the weather's super nice and wedding season is upon us, it's like two things I really want to do is, like, I just want to go out on the boat on the lake and spend time with friends and family. Like, that's truly what I want to be doing more of in summer. But also at the same time, it's also wedding season, which is a ton of my time, and a lot of different like tasks come with that on top of running the regular business. And so, as you can see, it'd be so easy to like have something fail, whether it's like, I'm not going to get my work done because I'm just on the lake, or I'm only going to work and not go on the lake. So I just want to have that balance in my life. And so for me, getting ahead of it, doing this is so good. So what I recommend you do, if you haven't yet, is just like go through and do an audit of your business, kind of figure out, okay, where are the places I can declutter and make things more simple? What are some of the routines that you need to add into your life? And like, what's kind of like, where do you find yourself like really struggling? Like, maybe you need to make your bed, or maybe you need to have a set laundry schedule or a dishes schedule, like things like that. Maybe you have a lot of clothes and you need to pare down your closet. Like, where do you need to kind of simplify things and add in routines? And then also, how can you set up your schedule to really benefit you and your business and help you thrive in this season? So that is what I recommend doing with your time right now, and just kind of setting yourself up for success. And I really encourage you to listen to next week's episode, because I've got an amazing guest. I've got Cam and Tia from Cameron and Tia on, and they're going to talk all about how they organize their like tasks and everything in their business. And it's going to be such a good episode. So stay tuned for that, because I think that's also going to pair really well with just like going into this wedding season and making sure you feel really organized, not only in kind of like your life and structure and all of that, but also like task and task management, because as we know, that can really add up. And it's so important to be just organized in your business. It's so important to take control over these things, because otherwise it will take control over you. And I want you guys to be able to enjoy this season of life. I want you to enjoy being a business owner. I do not want you to burn out. And so I'm super excited to be supporting you guys in the season. And I really hope that you found this episode helpful. So if you haven't yet, I'd love it if you could share this on your Instagram. Like, if you love listening to this podcast, get the word out, share it with a friend. Tag us on Instagram at Take Your Shot Collective. I look at this and I manage it every single day, and I would love to hear from you. Like, what did you love about this episode? What would you like to hear more of? Because at the end of the day, it's just me talking to a computer screen. I would love to know, who am I talking to? Like, how can we connect better? What can I do to serve you guys? Because that's why I show up every single week. I want you guys to get a lot of value from this, and I want to just like support you in your business as you're growing it. And then if you want any of additional resources, I've got a couple of different free resources linked in the show notes. So take a look at that. Anything from doing a brand audit to an SEO ebook. I've also got some one-on-one coaching options and things like that. So take a look there. And if you haven't joined the free community, I'd love for you to join and be a part of that, because at the end of the day, running a business alone is hard and you shouldn't have to do it that way. So I want to come alongside you guys and just let's hang out in the Facebook group. I do a couple of different trainings and stuff, and I'm trying to do more of that. And so I really would love to see you there. So if you haven't yet, join it. I've got that linked in the show notes as well. And we'll see you next week.